Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you doing, Brad?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. It was nice weather this morning and all of a sudden the heavens have opened.
Yeah.
It was warmer than it has been. It's been freezing the last couple of days.
It has been,
I mean, there was frost everywhere and whatnot. But today's show we're going to mainly talk about tramlines as the lineup has finally been revealed. Monday just gone, but I want to start off the show by playing two Stone Roses songs, being Fool's Gold and Waterfall, in memory of the late, well, you know him as Manny, or Gary Maniford is his full name, but you more commonly know him as Manny, who we sadly lost last Thursday after last week's show. I only found out when I got home, and a big loss in the music world.
Yeah.
A great bass player and great part of such a great band, and without the Stone Roses, we wouldn't have a big indie music scene to this day, and we wouldn't have the big Manchester takeover of music. We wouldn't have the likes of Oasis without the Stone Roses. So another huge loss in the music industry this year.
They seem very influential.
They did. And it's been a shame, 2025, in this aspect, with the loss of many great musicians, songwriters. I mean, we've had Ozzy Osbourne, Brian Wilson. We've just had Manny now.
Mm.
It's been a hard year for music, hasn't it?
Feels like loads of people are dying at the minute, this year.
Unfortunately, and it is hard to see, but I hate to say it, but it's that time of age where the iconic musicians are all, going now, unfortunately. But it is part of life, unfortunately. But, it's hard to see, and they're all a big miss.
Mm.
But it has sparked more listeners for bands or certain songs they'd been playing. I mean, there was a massive spike when Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Yeah.
There's been a massive spike with the Stone Roses being played now, but it's all for an unfortunate reason at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're going to get into today's show, and as I said, Tramlines.
Yep.
We've seen the lineup.
Yep.
This past Monday.
I'm excited for this lineup.
And what do you think of the lineup, actually? You just said you're excited, but...
Well, there's two that I'm excited for. There's Rick Astley's going to be there, and the song that we're going to be playing now is Fatboy Slim song.
We'll be getting into that in a minute.
I'm kind of excited for him.
I am a bit gutted that there's no Def Leppard, as we were hoping for this year, but it's a good lineup nonetheless.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Fatboy Slim on the Friday as the opening headline act, and...
Yeah.
Everybody in the UK knows who Fatboy Slim is.
Yeah.
He's been around for years. Everybody knows his songs.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of work here and around.
Yeah.
But we also have the Kaiser Chiefs on the Friday as well, just up the road from Leeds.
Yeah.
Another huge indie band who've taken over the 21st century a little bit. I mean, their songs are still commonly played.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's a decent lineup.
Hmm.
Some familiar faces who we've seen in past Tramlines events, some new faces, but Rick Astley, who we will definitely play later because it's Rick Astley. Like, who doesn't like Rick Astley?
Everyone likes him.
On the Saturday as well. But we are going to get into some more music now, and this is one of Fatboy Slim's more famous songs, and it is Right Here, Right Now.
Thank you.
Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy Slim here on Communities Live. And this is his first tramline show ever. It's first one in, it's now, well, it'll be 17 years next year.
Yeah.
That's gone very quick.
Yeah.
The first ever tramline's taking place in 2009 when it was free.
Yeah.
Attracting about 35,000 people as a crowd. You had the likes of Reverend and the Makers and the Arctic Monkeys. So all, basically got all...
Yeah.
Like an all-star Sheffield
yeah.
music scene, which was good. But then, obviously, relocated to Hillsborough Park, more crowds. And it's been good since. There's never been a bad year, I don't think, with tramlines. Yeah. Some better than others, but there's never been like a year where you can say, oh, that was, no, that wasn't very good. But you live just down the road from Hillsborough Park, don't you, Brad?
Yeah, about a 5 minutes walk. I can always hear it whenever it's...
Is it like really like loud, or is it? Can you like make out songs, or is it just pure like speakers and everything?
I can just about make out like songs and stuff, but it's mostly noise from what I can hear from my house. But I can just about make out what it is.
This year was my first one I'd been to. I was doing volunteering work on the gates, but I was able to walk around and see what it's really like.
That's
and cool. I was absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
With I forgot how big Hillsborough Park is actually.
Yeah.
And I got to see a bit of Pulp this year. They were fantastic, but they were the only headline act because where I live in Sheffield, it's literally the other side of town compared to Hillsborough,
right,
and it's a bit of a job getting home.
Yeah.
But we were talking during the music, but we didn't realise how long Fatboy Slim had been around for. I knew he'd been around for a long time, but it's 30 odd years around the time now.
Yeah, he's a similar age to my mum, like early 60s.
He's still going strong as well.
Yeah.
And I think he's got plenty of time left. But this is his first tramline show, which I'm surprised about because I thought he'd be an actor they'd get in the past, unless they've tried in the past and not been able to get him. I mean, he's done plenty of other things. He's done other festivals in the UK as well. He is known worldwide as well, which is good to see. And we've got... It's nice to see worldwide phenomenons now at tramlines. It used to be very local, but now they've branched out almost.
Yeah, I think it's because they've gotten more popular over the years, I think, haven't they?
The tramlines festival. It has. I mean, it's usually British-based bands, but ones who are very well known. It attracts people from all over the country and sometimes around the world.
Yeah.
Tickets are still available, I believe.
Yeah.
So... Pun intended. Get them right here, right now.
Yeah.
But they are. I know they are a bit pricey, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a good weekend when I did it. I only did the Friday and Sunday, but having seen what goes on and the people who come in, I mean, there's people who come in like fancy dress. They're coming like football shirts. Mm. I mean, they bring their kids as well. It's a good day out. Well, a good weekend actually, and it's between the 24th of July and the 26th. Of that weekend. So do get your tickets. But we are going to get into the next band very shortly. And it's just up the road in Leeds. The Kaiser Chiefs.
Who
I believe have done the show before.
I think they have, haven't they?
A few years ago now.
I remember them being there,
They've been huge this decade in the 21st... Yeah. Well, not decade, but the century. 21st century. I mean, they really just shot up the indie scene.
You
can hear their music plenty of times in many different things. So movies, TV shows, sports. Yeah. Speaking of sports, actually, Right Here, Right Now is featuring a lot of sports things. Like, you know, like a getting ready, like when you're walking out the tunnel or in front of the crowd.
Like at football matches and
like
stuff.
It's quite commonly used at football matches. I've heard it plenty of times, whether I've been at Bramall Lane or any ground around the country.
Mm.
It's always like a good motivation song, and then when you're facing the crowd, you're ready to go, really. But yeah, the Kaiser Chiefs, I know Leeds United always play their songs, as they are a Leeds-based band, and they're huge Leeds fans.
Mm.
But what do you think of them doing the Friday? I think it's going to be wild on the main stage.
Yeah.
When they perform later on, I think they're going to attract a big crowd. And I think the atmosphere is everyone's just going to be bouncing around, singing.
Yeah.
I could just picture it in my head now.
They seem like a very good band to be playing at a festival, I think.
They
are. Like some bands suit festivals.
They're like a perfect fit for a festival like Tramway. Even Even like a Glastonbury, they're a perfect fit for Glastonbury as well. Yeah. I think they can just fit into any British-based festival. They might even get away with any global festival as well.
Yeah.
Because the music's loud enough, they get a crowd going, and, you know, they're just the perfect mould, aren't they?
They are.
But we are going to get into the next song, and personally, my favourite song from theirs. They have two very good songs, but this is my favourite. And if you're a darts fan, you may recognise this as the theme song for Cool Hand Luke Humphries, and it is I Predict a Riot. I Predict a Riot by Kaiser Chiefs here on Communities Live. And I was just thinking to myself, at the darts, I forgot how loud it is just through the TV because everybody sings along to it when Luke comes out, and he always joins in, he always does like the point, and he's like the orchestrator almost. But did you say, you said during the break as well, they're a festival band, aren't they? They just scream festival.
Yeah, like, I feel like some bands, like, very much suit festivals.
And well, Kaiser Chiefs is one of them.
Yeah.
I'd happily have them at any festival, if I'm honest with you. But we have we're going to take a little break away from tramlines, as our producer Chris has an interview that he recorded very recently, and he's asked us to play this. And this is an interview with someone called Veronica Fasaro, so we'll let you listen to that right now.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have singer-songwriter Veronica Fasaro. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you.
So, for our listeners, give us a bit of background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, my name is Veronica Fasaro. I am a singer-songwriter artist from Switzerland. I have been doing music for a while now. I've discovered music when I was a little kid. It's just always been something that I've loved and enjoyed doing. And I eventually started writing my own songs. I eventually started playing my own concerts, and I've played quite a few all over the planet until now. And I've just released my second album called Looking for Connection.
And I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if it was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
So currently I'm listening to a lot of McGee and Chapel Rowan. My all-time favorites, some of my all-time favorites are artists like Amy Winehouse, Lady Gaga, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson. So, you know, quite a spectrum of music there, I think. And if there was somebody I would love to make a song together, I think I would say Lorde, just because I think she's super cool, and I love her songwriting. I've been a fan of hers ever since her first album. And yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And I mean, for anybody that wants to like break into music, I'm not necessarily like the music industry or anything like that, who wants to do music, I mean, what advice would you give? And also, how difficult is it?
I mean, I think in terms of advice, I would say just go for it. Just do it. And thinking is good. Overthinking, I think it's a thin line between, you know, knowing what you want and thinking a lot about your art and overthinking, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I think sometimes you just have to commit and just trust the process and trust yourself, your guts, and just go out there and put yourself out there and make the music that you actually want to make. And I think once you commit to that, to your dream, I was always gonna sing the Miley Cyrus song, there's always gonna be another mountain, but, you know, there's always gonna be, tougher times, but most of the times it's just gonna be fun because you're gonna be doing what you love doing the most, music.
Thank you for sharing that with me, Veronica. I want to talk to you about your new album now. It's called Looking for Connection. It's your second album. I mean, so let's talk a bit about that. I mean, was it a long process or did it come together quite quickly, your new album?
So I started writing it at the end of 2023. At the beginning of 2023, I released my debut album, All the Colors of the Sky. And I had been touring all year. I had the opportunity to play some beautiful, beautiful stages. And towards the end of the year, it was the first time that I felt the need to really express myself again, to be creative again. I felt the need to write. And so for me, it was like pretty obvious that I wanted to go for my second album. Because I like to think in albums, if it's about projects and songs, I think it's a beautiful way to create a world, an album. But at the beginning of writing, I actually struggled quite a bit because I felt like I had the need to write, but I just couldn't figure out what was important enough or how to do it, because everything I wrote felt like not important enough, not good enough. And that was quite a bit of pressure that I was putting on myself. And then I took a step back. I started journaling every day. I really started to, you know, I needed to figure out what I actually wanted to say. And journaling has been a big help, and has been really inspiring for me. And I just wrote about whatever. I wrote about what I had going on the day before. I wrote about things I saw on the news. I wrote about, you know, feelings and emotions, obviously. And then I got really inspired by that one artist called Vasco Rossi, an Italian rock artist who I grew up listening to. And I listened to his very, very first albums. And there was just a lightness yet importance in the music that he made. Like, it wasn't, there was a lot of meaning, but in a fun and in a, just in a good way, you know? And that was really inspiring to me. And then I ended up writing Slot Machine. And after that song, everything was much easier to write.
And I mean, I've got to say as well, I mean, it must be really difficult when you're writing a song, because there's so many songs out there and you don't know who's writing what, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it must be so hard.
I mean, I don't know. It's, yes, because there is so much music out there, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know how many songs on a daily basis get released on Spotify. I think there's numbers like 40,000 or something like that a day. And I think it's become so easy to make music, which is great, you know. I wouldn't have been able to make music if it wasn't for the fact that I, you know, could afford buying the basic equipment that you need nowadays, which is very affordable. So it's in a way, it's really great. But on the other hand, I guess there's not much of a filter. And you could put anything out there, you know. You could put out a voice memo out there. It's so easy. And I'm not always sure if it's if that's beneficial for the art, for music. But, you know, that's a subject we could talk about for hours, I guess.
I know what you mean. I mean, do you feel like social media has made music a lot more easier to get out there? Because, I mean, at a time, we're like 30, 40 years ago, social media didn't exist. And it was more a case of like just trying to break into radio or the music industry at the time. But now a lot of people are using platforms like YouTube, Facebook. Do you feel it's gone easier for people to break into that?
I mean, it's become easier to just put music out there, I guess. And it's and on one hand, it's like, it's a beautiful, these are beautiful tools, because I get messages from Argentina of people saying like they found my music online and that they love it. And that would not have been possible 30, even 20 years ago that, you know, it's not that long ago that the world was slightly different from now. But on the other hand, it's just the fact that there's so much, you can put anything online and there's such a mass, there's an ocean of content and an ocean of music. So it's kind of, I would say it's harder to stick out of that ocean of content.
And I mean, how difficult is it to find the sound that you're looking for? I mean, are you still looking, or is it a long going journey, or have you found what you want to look for right now?
I think I'm very, very happy, especially with the second album. I'm so, so happy with the production, like the sonic world of it, because I really feel like it represents all the influences, all the music that I love listening to. And I do love listening to such a variety, a spectrum of different genres, like going from pop to rock to soul to R&B to indie, funky stuff, jazz. And I think on this record, we were really able to like capture this world and still make it feel like an album. Like Looking for Connection is still, I would dare to say, in my opinion, it still feels like cohesive. It still feels, everything feels like me, basically, if you know what I mean. And it all came very naturally, because I got to work with really cool producers, which immediately understood like the vision, and, you know, they shared their talents that they have for, you know, music and creating sonic scapes like that.
And I mean, when you created the album, I mean, when you were in the process of making it, was there any songs that, unfortunately, that you couldn't put into the album that you might save for a later album?
So I'm not much of a... I don't write a lot of songs because I'm very selective in the process of writing them. Like, I very fastly realize, like, nah, this is not... I'm not feeling this, so I'm not going to finish a song if I'm not feeling it, you know. But there's, like, 2-3 songs that are not on the album that just didn't feel, like, either ready or they didn't feel like a fit for the album. But who knows? Maybe they will see the light of the day one day. You never know.
Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, so how can people get a copy of your album? I mean, is there physical copies that people can get, or is it just digital?
So we have, I by chance have a CD right here next to me. Actually, by chance, I didn't put this here before. But we made CDs. We also made vinyls, which I don't have right now here. But yeah, I have CDs and vinyls. I mean, the easiest way to get one is coming to a show of mine, and I'm actually playing in the UK. Like, I'm only playing 2 shows in the UK, which is on the 28th of November, I'm playing in London at the Bull's Head, and on the 29th, I'm playing in Scotland in Isle of Bute, and I'm going to have the vinyls and CDs with me. Or I think you should be able to find them online on Amazon, and should be able to order them via the internet.
And I mean, other than the 2 shows that you just mentioned, will there be a possible tour in the UK, possibly in Sheffield at one point?
I would love to. We're working on it. I have a really, really cool booker in the UK who's taking care of the shows, and you know, we're trying to build it up slowly but steadily. And I hope to come to Sheffield River soon. Let's cross fingers.
So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to ask you as well, I mean, how can people follow you? Do you have, like, social media that people can follow you on, like X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Absolutely, as you do nowadays. I am I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. I mean, easiest way is probably if you just type in Veronica Fusaro, Fusaro, into your browser of choice. And yeah, you will find all my music, all my socials, and on my website, obviously, veronicafusaro.com. You'll find all the live dates as well. And yeah, if you wanna join the journey, it would be my pleasure if you would give me a little follow. Exactly.
So what's next for Veronica? I mean, you've released a new album. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen in the near future, or is it all secretive at the moment?
So the near future is the Looking for Connection tour is happening. I just played the first 3 shows here in Switzerland, and they've been a lot of fun. Next stop is actually this Friday in the Netherlands. I'm going to be playing in Utrecht. And then after that, I'm playing in the UK, the 2 shows I just mentioned. And then I have a few more shows in Germany and in Switzerland. So if you're ever in Germany by chance, you're welcome to come through. Let me know. And then next year, I am playing on the 1st of January. I'm actually starting off my year in the UK at the London Parade. I'm going to be celebrating New Year's Eve in London. And I'm going to be performing 2 songs, I believe. Yeah, 2 songs at the London Parade. And everything else for next year is still in the making.
Veronica, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. My final
question, Chris, is
yes. What would you like to say to our listeners who are currently listening right now?
Anything. I can say anything.
You can say anything, yes.
Okay. Dear listeners of Sheffield Life, thank you so much for tuning in, first of all. Thank you, Chris, for having me. It's been a pleasure. Again, my name is Veronica Fusaro. If you like rock, pop, indie, soul music, you should give it a listen. It would be an absolute pleasure. I hope you like it, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thank you very much, Veronica. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Veronica Fossaro there with If Not For You. Just before that, we had our interview. Well, Chris conducted that interview. It was a good interview, interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Veronica, of course, coming from all the way in Switzerland. Mm. And that was a good song. That was a very good song. It screams indie.
It does, like, definitely.
Just from the first bit of music, I'm like, yeah, indie. Yeah. But good song nonetheless. And as Chris said, and as Veronica said herself, please give her a follow on socials and everything. But it's nearly the end of the show, which has gone very quick again. But I wanted to go back to Tramlines a bit, and we may or may not, I can't promise anything, we may or may not get some interviews if we're lucky enough.
Yeah.
But out of all the acts, do you have, like, three who you'd love to interview or just to meet and speak to?
From this year's next year's Tramlines?
For next year's, yeah.
Definitely Fatboy Slim and Rick Astley, definitely. Who else is on this year again? Kaiser Chiefs,
Cortinas, Blossoms, Wolf Alice, Reverend and the Makers, just to name a couple.
Yeah.
Is there a third one, or is it a bit hard to decide?
Bit hard to decide.
They'd be your top two. I mean, yeah. I agree with you there. I'd interview the Kaiser Chiefs if I can, and the Cortinas, because I like both of them bands. But Rick Astley would be my main one. He'd be number one. I'd like to interview Rick Astley. I mean, he's meant to be a very nice person in real life, and I think he'd be happy to talk. But so we can only hope he'd be up for talking. And I mean, he's another one from the 80s. He's been going.
Yeah, going for years.
He's always been iconic though, but he's very. Do you realize he's like very talented? Like, you know, he does a lot of instruments as well and a lot of covers. He's not just a singer.
I've seen footage of him playing drums and stuff.
He did the drum to Highway to Hell one year.
He did, yeah.
He did Glastonbury with the Blossoms when he covered some songs by the Smiths, because he always sings Smith songs.
Yeah.
But his own songs, they're very distinctive, aren't they?
They don't
all sound the same, like carbon copies, but you can always tell it's a Rick Astley song just from the first few notes.
Yeah.
And in the next couple of minutes, we'll end the show with possibly his most famous song, which has over a billion streams on Spotify and was a bit of a meme back in the day.
Still is
It still is a meme now. It hasn't died off. And We don't intend to do the meme to people.
Yeah,
it was called a Rickroll, and it is still called a Rickroll now. And it's still, if you sometimes load up TikTok or any socials, he just pops up.
Yeah,
and it always makes you laugh. Mm. It always makes you laugh. But yeah, so yeah, near the end of the show, it's gone quick again. I mean, is anything you've specifically enjoyed from the show today, Brad? For either music, the interview. Talking about Tramlines.
The Tramlines for me has been.
I've enjoyed the music. Yeah. I'm looking forward to listening to most of the music in at Tramlines next year. And fingers crossed, we go.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get.
We are hoping, as I said before, we are hoping to get interviews as well, because I sadly missed out last year because I came in Sheffield Lab a bit late, but Chris managed to get a couple of interviews as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a good year next year for music as well. It's not just Tramlines, there's other tours going on worldwide as well. I got my Deep Purple tickets.
Yeah, and ZZ Top are on tour as well.
And ZZ Top coming back, unfortunately without Dusty Hill. The late, great Dusty Hill. And there's one band I'm hoping for. They're doing a North America tour next year, but the year after is Rush.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Rush come to the UK because they are right on my list, like right towards the top.
You're a big Rush fan.
Yeah, I am. I am. Unfortunately, they won't have Neil Peart with them.
Yeah.
With the drums, but I'm sure someone.
I wonder who's replaced him. I wonder.
I do as well. Yeah. I'd have to tune into the tour next year in America. And AC/DC still going as well. They've.
Yeah.
I think they'll forever go on, but other festivals as well. Yeah. I mean, we always have. Well, Glastonbury's not on next year, is it? Because they always take. They always have a year, sometimes have a year.
Oh, really?
Because it's on a farm, you see, so they have to wait for things to. So things to.
They have to let the farmers.
Yeah,
do.
I can't remember the term name for it. It's,
they just let the farmers do the stuff they need to do on the farm, sort of.
Yeah, because of how like wrecked the field and the farm becomes, because and it, especially if it's been raining.
Like at Tramlines the other year.
Yeah, especially like Tramlines, because that was messy. I mean, you probably saw for yourself walking down the road.
Yeah, it was like a...
I've seen the pictures of it.
It was like a swamp.
That's...
Like ankle-deep water. Like,
mud.
Yeah.
So I hopefully the weather stays... Because the weather was all right last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays like that.
Yeah.
Like that next year. Otherwise, bring your wellies.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen like some... Like from festivals and Glastonbury as well. There's people just covered in mud when they're jumping around or they fall over or something.
It's part of the fun though, isn't it?
It's part of the fun. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. It's, yeah. It's still part of the fun and you're getting your money's worth. Like, you're paying all that money to get dirty. So what?
Yeah.
But yeah, there is no Glastonbury on next year. It's called a fallow year. That's the term I was looking for.
Right.
So Glastonbury will return
the year after. 27.
It will, because it is a planned break as well. It's not just they're not just doing it on a whim.
Yeah.
But we are at the end of the show now, unfortunately. But we will be back next Thursday, myself and Brad, and hopefully Chris is back as well, because Chris is always a miss in the studio, isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you for being in the studio with me, Brad, and talking all things music as we usually do.
I always enjoy being here.
Always, likewise, and. If you want to get in touch with the show and volunteer, like myself and Brad, you can visit our website and talk to our producer, Chris, at chrisinelli89@gmail.com. But for now, we are going to leave you with Rick Astley and Never Gonna Give You Up.